share.
It's not good?
Yes.
Oh, this is good, okay. Mr. Chairman, the participants, the role, thank you very much for the invitation. First of all, I would like to thank the Italian Ministry of Culture for this invitation to run to the discussion. I'm sure the Michal project idea is a proper way of culture promotion and making the hidden resources visible worldwide. I think Michal is one of the most important projects in digital culture. I will explain my opinion. An internet connection is like a highway for culture, science, education, and other areas of our life. As Bangemann said at his famous report about 10 years ago, we remember these conclusions where he identified an enormous growth potential of the new ICT. 10 years after the Bangemann report, situation has changed dramatically, and his recommendations are not so innovative any longer, especially for the young generation that cannot imagine their life without internet. In the 21st century, our goal is to access any information at any time, at any part of the world. This is important priority for us. We still have a lot to do in order to achieve such a goal, but we have a privilege to live in an exciting time where information is easy to get. Polish government did a lot to meet the European Union recommendations, and since early 90s, most of the efforts have been put into the construction of satisfactory technological infrastructure, including networking and data processing. Within this program, a few substantial components of digital libraries for academic community and general public have been developed. At the same time, a number of contents-related initiatives of various scales have been set up by individual libraries and library networks. Among them, projects on metadata creation and development of library catalogs, including the Unified National Catalog, have reached a very advanced state. In my opinion, this is very crucial part of the Michal project. On the main Polish portal, one can find information about treasures of Polish literature and Polish archives, including images of some documents of Polish cities' location issued since the medieval ages. On the other hand, an interest is getting access to the digital collections is growing significantly, and this is one of the reasons we find the Michal project so important. Michal project allows to access the quality sources that can be searched in an easy way through one interface. I repeat, in easy way through one interface. This is a real value and power of this project. Why it is so important, in my opinion? I have already explained. But why are we interested in an international cooperation and the worldwide access to culture? There are many reasons. First of all, we have always been interested in European culture popularization. All European countries with own culture contribute to the diverse and rich European culture. Being a part of the European Union, we are also interested in learning more about our neighbors and other more distant countries that are, for this time, or will be the new member states in European Union. I think especially about Romania and Bulgaria. We understand that it is a big responsibility for us This is a big responsibility to respond positively and quickly to those needs, especially that the cultural artifacts are fragile and some of them, like a box printed on an acid paper. Conservation and digitalization technologies can save an image, if not the all original artifacts. We are facing up to the challenge of capturing and preserving the nation's creative output to save it for future generation. On the other hand, in the Michal project, all problems of interoperability and security of databases should be solved, and we want to see it available in a common interface to the European resources accessible in one search. In Poland, my ministry welcomes the Michal project with a great interest. The International Center for Information Management Systems and Services was made responsible for the work that has to be done in cooperation with all cultural institutions in Poland to give a guidance about the existing digital collection in Poland. In addition, we would be interested in identification of the resources related to Poland and our culture that exists in the world. To conclude, I think all the countries have a deep interest to get access online to the collections that will be identified in the Michal databases. Most important dimensions and goals of Michal project are, first, access through one interface. The second, digitization cultural artifacts, and the next, interoperability and security of databases. And the last, but not least, portals usability and member states promotion. I think the Michal project is good activity to achieve these goals. Thank you for your attention.